Thank you, André. Thank you to the board. Before we move to the next and last working session on climate change, that will be a forward-looking session. The liaison committee wanted to give the floor to one of our friends, Eric Lucas, representative of Autistic International. Where is he? No, he will speak from his seat. On the 18th of September, we had a choir of autists. And here, we don't have different categories of NGOs. We only have NGOs that are committed to development and peace. And our friend will take the floor. Eric, you have the floor for 3-4 minutes. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this exception and for listening to me. Men autists with a high level of functioning and the founding member of the NGO for the protection and defense of autists. It's called Autistic Minority International, based in Geneva, or at headquartered in Geneva, and with an office at the UN. About 1% of the world population is autistic. It's not a disease, but a neurobiological specificity that leads to trouble and to a disability when faced with society. One of the vital needs of autistic people is to learn collectively and depends on the groups and on the people. We don't belong to any particular people. We think differently from the others. We are making a lot of effort to adapt and hide our differences because society makes our life difficult for all those who are not within the norm. But we can't do everything ourselves. It's a bit like the access sort of ramps for wheelchairs. We need some help. Autism is difficult to understand and sometimes difficult to detect for a lot of people who suffer from a lack of social skills throughout their lives, but don't know that they are autistic. We also need a proper education. Unfortunately, in the world, most autistic children do not have proper, well-suited education. So we have dozens of millions of people and hundreds of millions of disabled people that whose condition is made worse by poverty. And in France, there are too many autistic children that are expelled from normal society to be put into institutions that are not suited to their needs. And there are a lot of autistic adults who end up in psychiatric hospitals. They are imprisoned, and they should not be, because they need sustainable income without duty to produce. So the society is an accomplice to this disaster. The system is well in place for the institutions. It's like the hen that lays the golden eggs, but they have to learn the mechanisms of normal society, and they cannot continue to develop if they're excluded from society. Generally, there's a regression. For young people, it's like the exploitation of disabled children that produces comfortable gains for those who exploit them. With the tacit acceptance of society. So I've been moved by all the actions undertaken in the world, especially for education and for children. It starts with education. That's how we can have a better world for peace and mutual understanding. And yesterday, I was very moved when I saw the villagers dancing when water sprung from the well. I think human suffering is unbearable, and selfish attitudes are a shame. There are millions of children and adults that are autistic in the world. They're forgotten or they're exploited by various types of businesses. That's why we need everybody's help, including that of NGOs and government, to take autistic people into account in their policies. 1% is not a lot of, you know, the total population, but for us, it's a lot. When life is so difficult, we can't really accept that everything be done for 99% of our population, excluding us. Fortunately, some autistic people are able to understand both worlds, the autistic people and the others, so they can do something. And therefore, contact us, invite governments to do something. We can help us to help.
Alliance Autiste pour la France, Autistic Minority International pour le monde. Je ne peux pas conclure sans
partager ma tristesse profonde, ma peine profonde,
en pensant à tous les enfants massacrés hier au Pakistan par la haine délirante du fanatisme. En pensant à tous ceux qui n'ont pas droit à l'éducation, aux centaines de millions d'êtres humains qui souffrent pour des raisons qui pourraient être
évitées, comme c'est le cas pour la belle planète
qui nous héberge, et ces animaux ne méritent pas cela. Le droit est fait pour protéger les plus vulnérables de la folie des hommes. Alors, pour réenchanter le monde, il faut d'abord que le droit soit appliqué de manière effective et que tous s'y emploient pour de bon, pour de vrai. Merci de vous, à vous toutes et à tous, pour votre attention, pour ce que vous faites, pour vos efforts, pour votre bienveillance, que j'ai particulièrement ressenti ici. Merci beaucoup également au comité de liaison de l'UNESCO pour avoir permis à notre équipe
that accepted to listen to an autist. We don't want to be the permanent.
Merci.
Beautiful contribution. Before I start this roundtable, I'd like to give the floor to about the election. Thank you, Cyril. Just to remind you that the ballot